I've had the lowest valleys, the highest highs. I've had extreme happiness. I've had addictions. I'm like a living example of what people can go through and survive.
One of Elizabeth's great attributes is she never cops a plea and she never makes an excuse.
She was the last shining star of Hollywood's golden age, who played her most rewarding role as a committed humanitarian. Elizabeth Rosemond Taylor was born February 27, 1932, in North London to American parents. Her father, Francis, was a successful art dealer, and her mother, Sarah, an occasional stage actress. Over her first 7 years, the raven-haired beauty enjoyed a privileged childhood, horseback riding on the family's lush country estate, attending the prestigious Byron House Academy, and even dancing before Princess Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. In 1939, with Hitler's war machine steamrolling Europe, the Taylors returned to America, settling in Los Angeles to cater to the elite Beverly Hills art circle. It wasn't lost on Sarah Taylor that her daughter possessed the kind of stunning good looks greatly coveted by Hollywood. In April of 1941, an audition at Universal Studios was arranged, and Elizabeth was offered a generous $100-a-week contract. Here, both Mrs. Taylor and Elizabeth remember the rather tentative beginnings of her illustrious career.
When she first started, she just loved it more than anything in the world.